Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Aaron Luttrell. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage and this week's episode of Real Talk Real Estate. This is episode number 8. First thing I want to say is I apologize for missing last week. I was actually out sick all day on Monday and wasn't able to get up everything ready to go to be able to go live here on Facebook, so I do apologize. However, I was able to get a tweet out and a Facebook post out, and I got it on Snapchat and Instagram as well. A question about what do you guys want to hear about on this episode of Real Talk Real Estate. As I've said previously in the past, this is a Q&A style show. This is something that I want to do to allow you guys to interact with me either in a live setting or after the fact whenever I post these on Facebook, for you to be able to ask me questions that I can try to help and answer those for you. So this week's question came from Wes McDonald. I'll tag him in the comments down below. I've already kind of posted about him on Facebook and on Twitter today as well. But he had a great question about certain things that he thinks first-time homebuyers should know about. He's interested in possibly purchasing a home at some point in the future, and he thought it'd be a great idea to have a conversation about the specific things that people need to know about when they're looking at purchasing their first home. So I wanted to touch on a few different things. There's no real hard and fast rules for anybody to follow other than the specifics on the guidelines that you're going to have to be able to meet to be able to actually purchase a home if you're looking at using a mortgage. Now, anytime I'm talking to anybody who's looking at getting started in the home buying process, that's actually the first recommendation that I make, is to go and talk to a lender to provide them with the information about your financial situation so that they can offer you the best programs and the best advice available on what kind of loan you're going to qualify for, as well as how much you're going to be able to qualify to spend. Now, the number that you're able to qualify for is not necessarily the amount of money that you should spend on purchasing a home. A lot of people look at what they qualify for and they want to max out that number and go and start looking at homes at or maybe even slightly above what they qualify for. And a lot of times when I'm working with a first-time home buyer, I let them know that that's not necessarily the best thing. Just because you are pre-approved for a mortgage at a specific amount does not necessarily mean you should spend that much money on your mortgage. Whenever you get qualified to purchase a home, they don't take into consideration certain things. They are going to look at your debt-to-income ratio, often referred to in the industry as the DTI, to let you know what you qualify for, but that does not take into consideration any of the utilities that you're going to be paying for the home. Water, electric, gas, any of those that go into your monthly payments that are going to be outside of your actual debt to income. Also, it doesn't take into consideration any of your monthly expenses that you have that don't show up on a credit report as an outstanding debt, like your cell phone bill, how much you spend on groceries, any entertainment costs that you want. So when you're looking at actually trying to determine what you want to spend on a house, you have to look at your affordability, and you really need to look at what you're willing to spend on your house and what you're willing to possibly give up if you don't have that in your budget. Now, according to the Federal Housing Administration and other sources I looked online, there's a good general rule of thumb that they say to kind of get an idea of what your affordability range should be. And everybody that I'm looking at says between 28 and 29% is a good rule of thumb on what you should be able to afford on a house payment. I mean, obviously, that's going to determine, you know, what you want to spend on other things. But based on most people's income and everything else, 28 to 29% of your gross income is a good range of an idea of what you should be able to afford on a monthly payment. Now, that's all good stuff to know on affordability and everything as far as when you're getting started in the process of trying to determine how much you want to spend. The next thing that's important to realize is that as a buyer in the state of Indiana, you should have a realtor on your side. Now, this may seem a little self-serving, but the truth is, whether I'm your agent or anyone else is your agent, you do not pay for a realtor as a buyer. We are compensated through the commission that is paid for by the seller on any property that is listed, so it does not cost any additional charge for anyone to work with us as a buyer's agent. Now, there are some people that may have administration fees, or there may be some other costs that are affiliated there. Make sure when you talk to your agent, if you're looking to have someone represent you, you ask those questions. But the truth is, for me, I don't charge an admin fee. I don't charge any kind of transaction fee. It is 100% free to my buyers that I'm working with to go out and look for a home. I am only compensated at the time that we actually close on any transaction. So that is a good thing to have. The other thing is I know all the local customs, as well as how to negotiate repairs, taxes, all the things that go into a transaction that a lot of people don't realize that you need to do when you're looking at purchasing a home. So always, always, always hire a realtor when you're looking for a home. Now, when I say hire a realtor, we do work for your behalf. Buyer's Agency has been around in the state of Indiana since 1994. We do have a contractual obligation to treat you as a client, even though you're not paying us. So you can always go in, find the realtor that's going to work best for you, but make sure you stay loyal to that one person. There's a lot of information and people available that you can call and get information, but you really should try to work with one agent when you're looking for homes. Now, that brings me to a lot of the information that's out there. Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, there's a lot of websites that exist that have information about the homes that are currently on the market. Make sure you are cross-referencing that information with a realtor that you're working with, because there's a lot of inaccuracies that can be found with like Trulia, Zillow, all these websites that are out there. Between the information that's on the listing, sometimes they have for sale by owners that are inaccurate. Sometimes people put their home up for sale, they don't know how to take it off. It may have been a property that's already sold and it hasn't updated. There's a lot of information that can be inaccurate there. So it's always good to have that trusted advisor that you can go back to and ask questions about the process whenever you're looking to purchase. So those are the real big key takeaways that I wanted to talk about today. If you're thinking about making a move and purchasing a home in the next year, the first thing you want to do is make sure that you get your finances in order, talk to a lender, get everything ready to go, put a pre-approval together, and I'll actually be posting another video that I just did, an interview with Tyler Hines with the Tyler Hines Mortgage Team. Good information on the entire lending process. Make sure you hire a realtor, someone to work for you on your behalf, and also someone who's there to cross-reference any information about the process so you have those questions that you can answer. If you have any other specific questions about the home buying process, please let me know down in the comments down below. I wanted to get this information out for a good point of reference to start at so that you can kind of know where you're headed before we even get into that kind of conversation. But I do want to have that conversation if there's any questions that you may want to know about. Also, feel free to send me a message anytime with any other topics you'd like to hear about on Real Talk Real Estate, and I'll give you a shout out in the episode whenever I do that. Also, feel free to give me a call anytime to discuss any aspect of the real estate industry that you'd like. You can reach me at 812-779-6273. Look forward to seeing you guys next week, and as I said before, if you have any questions or anything, hit me up anytime. Have a good one.